on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, researchers at the University of Nottingham have discovered that pumpkin seeds have unique qualities that could help with treatment of diabetes. The psychological side effects of insulin can be significant, and therefore the School of Health Sciences are looking for alternatives. Professor Haisu Yu, the Pro Vice Chancellor of the University of Nottingham's campus in Ningbo, has been awarded honorary citizenship. It was given in recognition of his outstanding contribution to the development of the city. Equalities Minister and Education Secretary Nicky Morgan has said that she has changed her mind and probably would vote in favour of same-sex marriage if the vote was held today. She opposed the legislation in 2013, stating that her constituents influenced her decision as they asked her to oppose it on a 10-to-1 ratio. An unmanned rocket has exploded after its launch from a base in the US state of Virginia. The rocket was supposed to deliver supplies to 6 astronauts on the International Space Station. The cause of the explosion is yet to be determined. The family of Joan Rivers have hired a legal firm to investigate the circumstances surrounding her death. Negligence was not originally suspected when she passed away on the 4th of September, after complications from a throat procedure. Despite this, an investigation to clarify the circumstances is underway. Shrewsbury Town gave Chelsea a scare in the League Cup match last night. With Granderson scoring in the 78th minute, they finally managed to come out on top, ending the match with a 2-1 victory. Mikey Mellon, manager of Shrewsbury, said that he hoped the club's excellent performance gained them some friends and supporters.
There'll be a lot of fans out there who have seen us probably for the first time, and we'll see how well we can host a game of this magnitude. We know there's a massive appetite, like we keep seeing, for football of this type. So now it's up to me and the players to continue to try and do that.
The weather today will be mostly cloudy with the odd patch of fog occurring. Temperatures will remain around 12 degrees and there may be a chance of rain later on. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 12:34.